You have reached the voicemail box of Game Thing, Season 7. No clip. You have 21 new messages. Thursday, the 7th of December, 2023, at 4:13 p.m.
Hi, David. Calling you from snow-covered Montreal. It looks beautiful out my office window. It also looks cold, and is cold. I think it's about negative 10 degrees Celsius right now, just cold. And, you know, because I'm sure we'd rather be tucked up in our cozy homes, I have chosen for us a cozy game, one that we're already familiar with and have explored before, actually. Yes. It is Sweet Home, the NES game from 1989 by Capcom. We actually played this game as the sixth game of the horror season, and now we're doing it as the sixth game of the No Clip season. I've got it running with Game Genie codes that are allowing me to walk through my teammates, to walk through walls and objects. And I also actually turned on a Game Genie code for turning off the random encounters that you get when you're just walking the halls of the Mamiya Mansion, because I felt like that's sort of a reasonable thing to no-clip through as well, and also because they're incredibly annoying. So I hope you'll turn sort of off the same things that I'll turn off. My thought here is that we can kind of tour the old haunts, the old haunted haunts of the Mamiya Mansion, maybe make a bit more progress as well, and pay more attention to it as a place rather than as a sort of combat zone where we're worrying constantly about whether we're being scared or not being scared. I think that there should be enough to talk about. I've already seen a couple of things. I'm going to hold off bringing any observations to this while you get your emulator set up and running. So Sweet Home, there is no Sweet Home like Sweet Home. Looking forward to your response. I'll try and listen for the phone. I usually have my ringer on silent. That might be that might be part of the problem. And I'm going to leave it on silent, but I promise I'll try and pick up. Bye, man.
Friday, the 8th of December, 2023, at 1:50 p.m.
Yeah, I have the sense we may have had some unfinished business with this game, and maybe we never left. You know, maybe the phrase, you can never go home again, doesn't apply here. But with all these cheat codes now applied to us, let me tell you a little bit about the experience I had so far. So the game starts off, you know, there's a team of reporters, I guess, sort of, citizen journalists, let's say, making a documentary about this house, about the frescoes in this house, and in the movie they're being sent to sort of, by bureaucrats, as sort of sacrificial pawns to see if this house is actually haunted. There's other details you may remember, and please do fill them in, but certainly the game doesn't really, in these translations, supply them. So I'm going to be playing the older translation from 2000 that we gave less love to earlier this year. So, you know, you're controlling these five characters. You have all these many, many cheat codes on. No random battles, walk through objects, walk through teammates, walk through walls one, walk through walls two, walk through walls and objects. We're not of this world. We're telling the game over and over, back off, I'm doing my own thing. And so immediately the premise of the game that you're trapped in this house is flimsy or irrelevant, because the door behind you closes, then the exit is blocked. Big deal. Big deal to both. Then a ghost appears and warns you. And my first thought was, hi, because it's your equal. And so then my first impulse is, all right, well, I have control. Let me see if I can go through that door that we all just came in and all the rubble and stuff that's blocking it. And the door doesn't actually lead anywhere. You can't do it. And then the game for me quickly switches to, all right, well, you buy the ticket, you take the ride. I'm here to play the game. But it's like, all right, I'll play along and not, all right, I'm playing Sweet Home. And then immediately I guided Akiko, the team's resident nurse, up out of the starter room where you're supposed to vacuum up some glass. I skipped over that, went through the door, and then there was a pit. And the game told me, this seems dangerous. You know, you're supposed to build a bridge. I didn't do that. I just kept going. And then I went down to about 7 o'clock, lower left, and Akiko disappeared. Even when I walked back up, the screen started moving, but no one was actually there. Then I switched to Kazuo, the team's resident pyromaniac, who has a lighter. You know, he can burn ropes, light candles, make dark rooms visible, but none of that really applies here. And when I brought Kazuo up to where Akiko was, she wasn't there. So I guess I'd say it's spooky, but it's the other main thing is just like what a feeling of just incredible freedom I have of like, oh, you can go anywhere and you can actually be largely unhindered walking around. And it's kind of nice, you know. It is actually maybe this time a very sweet home. It's good to be back. Bye.
Sunday, the 10th of December, 2023, at 8:16 p.m.
Hi, David. I hope you've had a good weekend. I guess I have too. I've not played Sweet Home today, but I was playing a little bit yesterday. Trying to just, you know, getting beyond that initial room where catastrophe falls and a ghost tells you you're locked in the house forever. I'm also using the earlier translation and prefer it. I think it's more emotive, more in keeping with the idea that this is a horror game. And it, of course, it has the spooky font, which it actually makes a difference to me, I've got to say. I mean, I'm chuckling there, but having a spooky font for whatever reason just feels like it's doing that little bit extra work to be cohesive, maybe, with interface design in that case. You said in your message, you sort of used the turn of phrase that we had cheat codes applied to us, which I thought was kind of interesting. I don't know if you want to unpack that, what it means to apply a cheat code to us, and even who you mean by us. Do you mean us the team, us the player of the game, us, Pippin and David? Just curious, it's an interesting use of words there. And I guess the thing that I'm wondering about a couple of things. One of the things that I found, because I guess we can walk through our teammates, it seems like it's no longer possible to team up. Are you having this situation as well? Like in the normal game, you can approach another character and say, let's team up. And they say, okay. And then after that, you walk together in file. And you can do that with up to 3 people, and you can kind of snake around the manor, which is very convenient because you can move people to the same place at the same time. It also means that when you run into a fight, you all fight together, presumably giving you a better chance. It means that you can kind of package the tools that you need all the time, the lighter, the vacuum cleaner, etc. But I can't do this, so my immediate reaction was, oh, but I still need to keep them all together. So I was kind of moving everybody one by one, like, everybody, let's go through the door. Everybody, let's go see the fresco. Everybody, let's try and cross the chasm, etc. And then at some point I realized that, at least so far, maybe the key person is really the camera person, because he's the guy who can photograph the frescoes. And so I just went with him. I just, like, dashed around, because you don't need to the lighter to burn a rope to get through an area, because you just walk through the rope, and you don't need Emmy with the key to unlock a door, because you just walk into the door and you go through it anyway. So I went quite a long way with the camera guy, just exploring different areas, dark areas as well, but he had a candle so I could illuminate the area. Just exploring. I've already made it way, way further and into different places than I had ever made it when I was playing vanilla and we were thinking more about horror. Definitely no sense of horror really at all, except maybe for some dark spaces. As you said, kind of a sense of freedom and wandering and being, I think, more interested in the way that the house itself is structured, which is pretty weird. Like, it's one big house. I will give it that. It's a weird house. It's not like any house I've ever seen. It's not like the house in the movie that this game is based on. But it's feeling like a nice place to kind of wander around and just kind of see what's there. Although, again, another thing I'm noticing with our noclip cheat assembly, I can't seem to read any of the notes that are littered around the place, which makes me feel like I'm missing out on stuff. So there's a definite penalty being paid for the freewheeling lifestyle that I'm enjoying in the Mamiya Mansion. There are things that have become inaccessible, and I guess that's one of my questions moving forward is, you know, because of the way that we're playing this, there's a lot of easy movement, but what kinds of holds does the game or the manor still have on us? What can it still do to us? And just as importantly, what is it that we can no longer do? Because I think, for instance, that the thing of teaming up is a pretty massive loss to the experience of play, that sense of being all of the people sort of at once was a big part of, I think, how the game was trying to trigger off some horror feelings, but now it's very individualistic. I've just left everybody behind and wandered away from them without thinking about them. And the other thing I was thinking, actually, is because you don't really need to
Sunday, the 10th of December, 2023, at 8:47 p.m. Monday, the 11th of December, 2023, at 12:55 a.m.
Huh. Hey, Pippin. Yeah, you sound very fired up and glad to be back, too. Weekend's been fine. I woke up, horrible migraine. long gone now, but I managed to play quite a bit of Sweet Home yesterday, and get a chance today, and yeah, you said a lot of things. I'll see what I can get to. One thing I wanted to say, there was another odd twist of language, is that, and I said you feel this incredible freedom in the house, but it's weird to say that when you realize you're trapped in this house, and it's almost like, in a way, I guess, I don't know if I'm saying this, but thinking about it, I realize, like, oh, are video games, in a way, like, often some sort of cage we willingly lock ourselves inside, or maybe we understand the ways that their cages are smaller, or maybe bigger than the ones we usually occupy. I guess that's just to say that going through walls a lot does stuff to you're thinking about space, but I actually haven't had the experience yet. I was able to team up. I was able to read notes. I think you may be standing directly on things, but you need to try walking around each side of this thing or person that you're interacting with. I ran into a different penalty, which is that I still have combat in, I think, what are the later areas of the stage, of the game, I mean. And although I can get much further, I still don't really fully understand the world. There's stuff like green doors and green veins everywhere. I don't know what those are. Yeah, there's a lot more I can say. People could team up. Everyone died. I hit a kill screen. That's something.
Tuesday, the 12th of December, 2023, at 8:11 p.m.
Hi, David. Don't have much time, just in between chores. It's kind of weird that we're not having the same experience. I assume we've turned on or applied the same cheats to ourselves. So that's kind of weird. I think one of my big experiences is that continuing feeling of how strange it is that when you can go anywhere in these games, You know, you can go anywhere in the manor, you can go through any door, you can cross any chasm. You end up lost because you don't know where you're supposed to go. Antechamber was kind of like that too. Any game that doesn't have a kind of guidance system, like Fallout 3 did, for example, you're often missing a lot of the cues on what to do because either they don't apply to you or because you blew right by them without knowing they were there. But tell me more about the kill screen. I'm curious.
Wednesday, the 13th of December, 2023, at 1:01 a.m.
Hey, Pippin, it's David. I think I figured out what was going on. And I think what had happened was, over the weekend, I had randomly paired up characters that can see each other, because what you said is true and what I said is true. And it turns out, after playing this afternoon, I discovered only Emmy, Akiko, and Asuka can team up, which means only the women can team up in Noclip, which fits with stuff I found earlier this year when we played, which is that there are sort of ascribed gender roles in the game. Certain items or weapons can only be carried by men, and certain can only be carried by women. But, you know, usually when you're playing Sweet Home, you're supposed to be able to mix match your party however you like, but in Noclip, the men cannot see each other. I don't know what's going on with that. We could probably, you know, riff on a lot of reasons, or depth with that. That's, you know, probably not intended because we're breaking so much of the game's own rules doing this, but I think it was just pure random luck that when I played over the weekend, I had teamed up two of the female characters to go together. And what had happened over the weekend was I had found, like, there was a bunch of rooms that have quicksand that could suck you in and you can't get out. Or there's sort of these lava pits that can sweep you away. Things that just have such a strong force that even in Noclip, they do affect you. But I've taken to sort of hugging the walls, or the literal walls, using that as my floor. And so I had gotten up to this high up balcony over the weekend, which I knew because the dialogue said, "Whoa!" And to me, the space was already pretty flat, so like the grounds below, to me, I didn't really perceive as grounds, it was just other areas I could walk over. But as I worked my way up there, and then I walked down across several pits, I think you're probably supposed to have some items where you can bridge these gaps. I thought I was just going through a routine door, and instead what I was met with was, after all my other characters had died, this kill screen basically killed everything because I couldn't control anything. And I don't really know how to describe this image. It's a lot of, you know, tans, reds, tiles. It looks like assets. It looks like sand. It looks like grass. It looks like sticks. It looks like a bunch of things. I can't tell what it is. I don't even really recognize it as part of the game world. I fed it into an advanced AI thing that can describe an image, and it told me it was a image from a video game. So,
Wednesday, the 13th of December, 2023, at 2:48 p.m.
Hi, David. It's Pippin calling, still searching for my own personal kill screen. But really nice hearing you try to describe the thing that you saw. Hard to say what it is. Maybe it's a game genie interaction with some aspect of the game that just messes things up in that moment. The game genie can definitely introduce kind of game-breaking bugs from time to time. And I'm continuing my explorations of the house, mostly with camera guy, Taro, I think that is, and sending him all over the place, finding frescoes. Did eventually find a fresco that needed vacuuming. You know how that is, of course. So I then had to work out how to get the other guy, Asuka, I think, who's the guy with the vacuum cleaner. And it turned out to be kind of an interesting process because I can't team the boys up, and because there's a very large dark room in between the two locations, I had to actually use Taro, the camera guy, who had a lighter and therefore could see, or he had a candle, I think. I would sort of use him as a beacon in the dark room to navigate towards with the other guy, because in these dark rooms it's totally black, except that you can see certain items and monsters and teammates. For reasons I don't know, I don't think I even know whether that's a some other added feature of this noclip that we're doing or whether that's just normal. But anyway, I was able to kind of navigate the guy based on that, and therefore vacuum and photograph the fresco. But then Taro died because he looked at a mirror, something you're also familiar with. So there's no random encounters, but there are, if you are foolish enough to look into a mirror, you will be killed by it. And so I was initially like, oh man, that really sucks, because I was thinking of Taro as my independent sort of person who could do everything. But almost seconds later, as I wandered around with the vacuum cleaner guy, I found a camera. And I was like, who needs Taro? Fuck him. So now I've got my independent Asuka with a camera and a vacuum cleaner who can deal with any fresco that needs dealing with. Which is to say, I think that the no clip, especially the no teaming thing and the sort of ability and therefore I think tendency to just walk around alone is really deconstructing the sort of team-based, community-based aspect of this game, which I think was kind of the most interesting horror aspect of it as well. So it's sort of a shame, but it is unveiling a different kind of relationship to this weird-ass house. Who lays a house out this way, David? Is that how you want to lay out your dream house, like the Mamiya Mansion? And the other thing I've been thinking about is paranormal investigator reality TV shows. Your thoughts?
Wednesday, the 13th of December, 2023, at 5:07 p.m. Thursday, the 14th of December, 2023, at 11:53 a.m.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would say all that. Hey, Pippin, it's David. So I have access to this repository of documentaries through a colleague that I've met this year. He was kind enough to share this drive with me. Hopefully I'm not getting us in trouble here. Anyway, you know, some mornings when I remember and have time, I try to watch one or enough of one to decide whether I want to come back to it right away or soon or deprioritize. And I don't know if the name Harun Faruqi means anything to you. It obviously didn't mean much to me, because I'm not sure if I pronounced it right there. But he's a German filmmaker who, among other things, makes short experimental documentaries. And in the last decade, in the teens, he made this series called Parallel, which, quote, deals with the image genre of computer animation. Computer animations are currently becoming a general model, surpassing film. In films, there is the wind that blows and the wind that is produced by a wind machine. Computer images do not have two kinds of wind. But watching it, he talks about non-playable characters, not using that language, but he refers to them as, via a female narrator, twilight beings, something between a person and a prop, and, end quote, I've been wondering about whether something like this extends to spaces. And we're playing in an 8-bit world in Sweet Home, which necessarily lowers expectations of objects around us and surfaces. It's sort of like a different kind of hollow world, I think, than in other games. But I wanted to put a pin in that, but also mention it. And I'm wondering about Noclip and Sweet Home, how, I mean, I find myself just thinking, like, the game is still the game, no matter what you do to it. And I've been saying that since Fallout 3, but, you know, I'm still having these random encounters, chandeliers falling, mirrors attacking other things. But I'm also hearing, you know, you're feeling the game is deconstructed, but I feel like the more I play it, the more it's the same thing, largely. You know, there's all this fresco business, but I also, like, the game is still doing kooky stuff to me. Like, Taro, my Taro died most recently. I thought I was being clever, avoiding the middle of a quicksand pit, only to exit the room and be shot out the top of the screen. And I couldn't bring up a menu. It was just literally game over, which is like a kooky, horror-y type scary thing. Very unexpected. So, as for all that, you know, paranormal investigator reality TV shows, I can't really speak to them, not knowing much about them beyond the fact that they do exist. But to me, the word reality, I don't know. It's like one of these is not like the others, but who am I to say? Sweet Home, the game seems very haunted.
Thursday, the 14th of December, 2023, at 10:27 p.m.
Hey, David. Cultured fella that I am, I had actually run into Harun Faruqi's work at an exhibition in a deconsecrated Danish church, which is now a gallery called Nikolai Kunsthal, because it was an exhibition of kind of video game adjacent stuff, and he had done these videos in a series called Serious Games, where he was kind of looking at the classic military entertainment complex, how games are used to treat PTSD, other stuff like that. So very interesting person. I hadn't run into his more philosophical stuff around Twilight Beings and stuff. I like it. I like the language. Meanwhile, back in the sweet home, I'm continuing to explore. Emmy died. I found this green stuff that I cannot, that I can't walk on. And that makes me feel weird. Like, you know, I'm this all-powerful being who goes where he likes, but I can't walk on the green stuff. What is that green stuff? Have you run into this? Also found a gaping maw, which also shot me up to the top of the screen.
Friday, the 15th of December, 2023, at 6:41 p.m.
Hey, Pippin, David. While you were out being cultured, I was here playing Sweet Home, thinking about booty, staring at booty. About to talk about it, too, but before I get to that, because it's related, talk about this green stuff that you mentioned, which I mentioned earlier as well. And similar to looking up the kill screen, I ran into the knowledge base out there is not super helpful or descriptive. According to FAQs online, as opposed to all those offline ones, right? Best I can tell, the green stuff is a sticky surface, and you need to have boots to go through them, but I got news for you. In Noclip, you can't go through it even with boots, unless I'm not using them right. On the way to getting the boots, I reached an area with sticky surfaces all around, and there seems to be a, unless I'm imagining things, a naked man collapsed, which I never ran into earlier this year. Maybe it's from the movie? I don't remember. So it's like huge sticky surface area, looks like up on a, I mean, I don't even think you're supposed to be able to get up and interact with this body, but there is no way to interact. It's just sort of, as we've been talking about, this is kind of what Noclipping and Sweet Home is like, is you're kind of disempowered. The sticky surface is one example of that, but there's also a lot of stuff like, even if you have infinite hit points, all these other cheat codes turned on, it is kind of that thing I said of, like, you can't get away from the game, but also, like, you're kind of ineffectual to what the game is and what you're supposed to be doing. And what you're supposed to be doing is documenting these frescoes. Some of them are dusty, and it doesn't matter that you can noclip. You can only get hints from frescoes that are clean, so you have to come over and clean them. It doesn't matter that you can walk through the messes. And then there's other messes that you can't even clean up or walk over. I have people call out for help while I'm playing Sweet Home, and I can't even figure out like how to get to them or what you're supposed to do. And it's a lot of not anxiety, but you're just like, what is even going on? What is this? What are you supposed to do with all of this? And again, the game just winds up tossing you aside. Like you experienced, like I experienced the other day, and I experienced again. But still, I sit here thinking of Booty. I'll send you a picture. Bye.
Friday, the 15th of December, 2023, at 8:25 p.m.
Hey, man. It's Pippin. Yeah, I hear you. What are you supposed to do with all of this? Like, what are we doing here? You know, listening to you talking makes me think about how noclip relates to your position relative to the game, which is normally in video games pretty well defined. You know who you are, you know what you're there to do. The game generally pushes you along that path, but with noclip, you do become a bit unmoored from that. And I think we saw in first person, like an antechamber, or exploring things in noclip.website, GTA, Counter-Strike. I think if your position becomes that you're a camera, it's a lot easier to take. You become a sort of an alien camera that's more interested in looking around and participating. But in these third person games, maybe it's weirder, because you're a defined person in the sense that you can literally see what you look like. You can see yourself walking. This happened in Fallout 3 as well. And then also there's just weird stuff going on around, I think, the Game Genie style of no-clipping, where the way it works is inconsistent with the green stuff, etc. It causes all of these sort of knock-on effects that we weren't expecting. But one thing that I have enjoyed in my last session especially is the way that the game seems like a horror movie, actually, to strive to create these interesting and kind of surprising set piece rooms, I guess. There was one room where I walked in, and at a certain point the floor dropped away and became a raging fire, or maybe it was lava all around me. And in another room, I triggered these powerful rivers of water to suddenly come jetting out of the walls and across the space. And of course, you know, as we've both experienced with the room that throws us up out of the game, maybe appropriately, there's the space where there's a door in each wall, what appears to maybe be green quicksand streaming down into a gulping open mouth with a diving board suspended above it. All of these things are great, and it makes me think about how noclip allows for this kind of touring. Obviously, I'd normally thought about it as a stop to smell the flowers, but maybe it's a destination thing as well. Maybe what we're kind of missing here is an audio tour or something, like Rick Steves' tour of Sweet Home, or just a person who walks around holding up an umbrella for us to follow, right? That would be nice.
Saturday, the 16th of December, 2023, at 9:45 a.m. Saturday, the 16th of December, 2023, at 11:23 a.m.
Yo, Pippin, it's David. It's funny you mentioned that, because when I was in Baltimore, we had just started off, or getting started on noclip. I had journaled a little bit about our thing, this phone tag stuff, video game questions I don't ask you yet,
were mulling, and I was sort of, I'd asked in the abyss in the pages, what would an audio tour of a game be like? And we do have those developer commentaries on some games now. Those are, they're a bit like DVD commentaries. Hey, remember those? But, you know, I think we're both talking about something different here. Which brings us or me back to this Wii business you asked about earlier, which to me feels not like a trap, but a bit like a Rorschach question, because I think, well, the only Wii here is me and you as players, right? But I think the only other Wii I can allow for is me and the characters, and also you and me in parallel as puppet masters, but those strings feel more tenuous because, as we've mentioned, especially in this type of game and with Game Genie, Game Genie sort of mangles the no-clip purity, if there really even is purity to be found here. That's something that, you know, Harun Faraki mentioned a little bit in the videos I mentioned the other day and I didn't get to, is he talks a little bit about cameras, and he says, in talking about noclip, though he doesn't call it noclip, he says that the ability to do this reveals the camera's omnipotence, but it's largely into objects that don't exist or only exist unto themselves. And I try to think about this more and ask, okay, well, you know, what does this reveal? And what does it reveal that you say you feel like you're still seeing the same game, or you feel like you're not seeing the same game, and I feel like that's all I'm continuing to see. Because to me, the other weird thing was playing Sweet Home yesterday. A different type of movie came to mind, which was Risky Business, which is, you know, it's kind of remembered as like, hey, run around in your underpants, do whatever you want, you get run of the house. But how I actually remember it is it's a movie sort of mocking the American dream, I guess, but it's mostly a dark melodrama about the consequences of, like, inviting criminal elements into your home. And in that movie, you know, sooner or later, mommy and daddy come home. And in Sweet Home, mommy and daddy do come home, but it's always death. And I think the point of Sweet Home, the game, actually, is you're supposed to pick up these blue candles and take them to a shrine. But I think in Noclip, I don't even know if you can get to them. Like I said, I don't even know if you can transfer the candles if you were to find them. So Noclip, I guess, is a way of giving up the ghost and you can't hold a candle. Bye.
Sunday, the 17th of December, 2023, at 8:45 p.m.
Oh, man. Hey, David. Pippin calling in... oh, not frustration, but just as your message, I think, kind of suggests with the candles, and as I've experienced rereading one of the FAQs that I had looked at when we were playing this game for the horror season, we're definitely not going to be able to finish the game. You need four items, the tool, which I've never seen, the diary, which I've found, the photo, which I've found, and the coffin, which is right towards the end, and then three candles, like you said. But then you also need to be able to pray super hard at those candles to open one of the doors, and then there's a bunch of boss fights. So you really can't get away, you know, as you said, from the game and its demands to lock into its progression systems and have fought a whole lot of stuff and, you know, and earned your place in the pantheon of heroes when you fight Lady Mamiya at the end. I had kind of dreams that I was gonna sort of map out the place a little bit and know where all of the key items were and just essentially speed run, you know, to bring in another season, my way through by no clipping to the correct items and then kind of seeing the end of the game. But that's not going to be possible under these circumstances. It is satisfying to know that you can walk through the fireplace in that room that has a fireplace and end up in these kind of dungeony areas, which includes the various rooms that lead to the scary green quicksand flowing down into, again, what to me looks like a chewing mouth. I call them the more rooms in my notes. So, yeah, I spent some time today just trying to play the game
normally accept as a ghost to the extent that that's possible, trying to act normal, which meant, you know, following the obvious path that you would take if you were embodied, and just taking shortcuts as necessary through walls to avoid trouble, but mostly trying to keep my eye on where does the game want me to go. But I quickly got super lost. It's an incredibly confusing place. And one of the things I find, I don't know if you get this, is like a lot of the time I can't really tell with whether I think I'm inside or outside. Like the way that it looks, a whole lot of the rooms in the house look like kind of huts with thatched roofs. And I can't tell if I'm outside going into a bunch of different huts, or whether I'm inside. The movie, of course, makes me think that I'm inside the whole time because that's a relatively normal house. But in Sweet Home, the game, it's deeply, deeply unclear where we are. I guess because the house needs to serve the same purpose as a full-on JRPG world map. And so it's far more convoluted and bizarre than it would be. I will throw in that a friend of mine, Matt, is working on exactly audio tours of video games in the style of Janet Cardiff.
Monday, the 18th of December, 2023, at 12:32 p.m.
Hey, Pippin, David. Sorry I keep missing your call. I don't know if you believe me, but I am being sincere. So you said once you go through and do all these things to finish the game, you have to pass through a door. That's like one of the last things you got to do. And going through doors was something I was planning on talking about anyway. Because I still sort of marvel at the ability of in NoClip. It works here, because in a lot of older games, NoClip doesn't work like this. You have to manually turn it off to go from screen to screen. And I've been thinking a lot about that, and after rewatching some of the original movie last night, alright, scrubbing through on YouTube, there are so many decisive moments in the game, but also in the movie that happened when you go through a door, this sort of horror and also video game assessment of, you know, you pass through a door. Is it safe in here? What's here? Probably also think with halls a bit more. But in NoClip, I still, every time I connect with the other side of a doorway, I feel like I'm getting away with something in NoClip. You know, I have a lot of respect for any egress, but you know, all that aside, I wonder if you feel, do you feel any sort of futility here in sensing or concluding and understanding? You probably can't beat Sweet Home without shifting a mode off and on here. I think about that song Mr. Yamamura sings, before and after that. He explains the and extols the power of the mind. I'm sure you remember the sequence. And he melts a bottle with his hand. But he tells Kazuo and another member of our party, it's troublesome to keep your mind strong. Even a big man with a weak brain is useless. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like grateful to just see more of this strange game that was never meant for American audiences in the first place. But I'm also just like finding all these strange things to do. Like I got 2/3 of a triptych up on a projector on a wall. I don't know. I do all these things, but I don't know how they're connected. But I also feel like, oh, I don't need to know. You know, I'll just keep going through doors and it's fine. How about you, though?
Monday, the 18th of December, 2023, at 2:34 p.m.
Hi, David. Yeah, no problem about missing these calls. It's spooky at this point, but it is what it is, and I think we're kind of used to it by now. And yeah, I'm in general agreement. I think knowing you can't win Sweet Home is kind of peaceful. kind of doubles back to the experience of something like noclip.website as well, more of an archaeological experience of the game and the world of the game, and it being more about kind of trying to understand how somebody would interact with these things, what they might do with them, sort of anthropology as well. So you find the photo, the diary, the candles, slides for the projectors, secret fireplaces, rooms with mouths, fresco riddles, and rather than need to wield them all together to win, you look at them and puzzle out what on earth is meant to be going on here, what might have gone on here. Maybe it's almost like being there after the fact or something. I mean, I think there's a resemblance here to, you know, Resident Evil and the survival horror games that kind of followed on in some of these footsteps, right? Yeah? No? Yeah? No? Yeah?
Monday, the 18th of December, 2023, at 2:55 p.m. Monday, the 18th of December, 2023, at 3:32 p.m.
Hey, Pippin. I didn't mention I'm on that D&D culture life. I always have Do Not Disturb on everything. Plenty disturbed without it, but yeah, I think routine eeriness is an appropriate place to wind up with Sweet Home, just in general, because we've been here before. There's more than I remembered, and of course saw more this time than I did. Whatever it was, we did it at the beginning of this year previous, but as you know, I hate pretending to be conclusive and poignant at the end of our discussions here, but one thing that sticks out to me with Noclip here is getting to this room with the standard feature you expect to see in any home, which is a room with a river in it. And someone was crying out for help. They knew how to be helped. I had to rope a statue into the water or something, and all I could do was toss a rope into nothing. Nothing I did would connect. And mainly I was impressed with the animation that it existed, but I realized that was secondary to my expectation at this point that I ought to be able to walk on water when I damn well please. Tertiary bonus thing I remember is just how often walking around in Sweet Home, seeing the text that insisted wherever I looked, nobody is there. Even though I could see things right in front of me, nobody is there. Bye.
Monday, the 18th of December, 2023, at 4:21 p.m.
Hey, David. Yeah, I don't have any slick wrap-up for us either. I'm no more poignant than you. You know, or if I am a little tiny bit more poignant than you, you know, what does it matter? Yeah, and I think, you know, what I got to in my last message there is maybe the thing I want to carry forward, which is thinking a little bit about Noclip as a form of archaeology or maybe anthropology, that sense of being not implicated in the world in the same way, only semi-present but interested. Although, having said that, my team of archaeologists did get sliced in half quite often in the Mamiya mansion, so maybe they were more than a little implicated. But yeah, I want to carry that forward and see how it maybe applies for our last couple of games. But for now, as the game says, when you hit the start button, stop!
End of messages. Thank you for calling Game Thing. For more information, or to leave us a voicemail, please hang up and dial gamething.life. Consider supporting Game Thing at patreon.com/othergamethings. Goodbye.